Welcome to the annual meeting for CureVac N.V. Our host for today's call is Jean Stéphan, Chairman of the Supervisory Board of CureVac. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. I would now like to turn the call over to your host. Jean Stéphan, you may begin.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the annual general meeting of shareholders of CureVac. My name is Baron Jean Stéphan, Chairman of the Supervisory Board of CureVac. In accordance with our Articles of Association, I will chair today's meeting. Dr. Marco Rau, General Counsel of CureVac, will act as Secretary of this meeting. In view of the COVID-19 pandemic caused by the novel coronavirus, today's meeting is a completely virtual meeting conducted via live webcast in order to protect the health and safety of our shareholders, our directors, and others involved in this meeting. First, allow me to introduce the Managing Director, Supervisory Director, Officer, and participant of the company virtually present here today. Dr. Franz Werner Haas, our CEO and Chief Operating Officer. Dr. Anthony Blanc, our Managing Director, nominee for the position of Chief Business Officer and Chief Commercial Officer. Dr. Klaus Edvardsen, our Managing Director nominee for the position of Chief Development Officer. Mr. Pierre Kemula, our Chief Financial Officer. Dr. Friedrich von Bohlen-Hundalbach, Supervisory Board Director. Also virtually present are our Dutch legal counsel, Paul van der Bel and Sanne Meisou. Before proceeding, I will now give the floor to the Secretary, who will discuss certain legal formalities relating to the meeting.
Thank you, Jean. For the record, I note that today's meeting has been convened with due observance of all applicable provisions of U.S. and Dutch law and the company's Articles of Association. At this meeting, approximately 75% of the company's issued share capital are represented. This meeting will be conducted in English. As an aid in the preparation of the minutes of this meeting, the proceedings will be recorded. A certain number of questions have been submitted in advance of this meeting in accordance with instructions as described in the convening notice and explanatory notes thereto. These questions will be covered by the presentation on the corporate highlights 2020 by Dr. Franz Haas, CEO of CureVac N.V., and the presentation on the financial annual report 2020 by Pierre Kemula, CFO of CureVac N.V. I now give the floor back to the Chairman.
Thank you, Marco. I will now give the floor to Dr. Franz Werner Haas, our CEO, who will discuss certain highlights of our company during the financial year 2020. Thank you, Franz.
Thank you, Jean. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome to our annual general meeting again from us here at CureVac. I would like to start my presentation with a brief overview of CureVac. We are a pure-play RNA company founded in 2000 to develop a new class of transformative medicines based on RNA that has the potential to improve the lives of people. Headquartered here in Tübingen, Germany, CureVac currently employs more than 700 people. One of our most important milestones was our initial public offering at the New York Stock Exchange, Nasdaq, in August 2020. Our unique technology platform is based on a natural approach to optimize unmodified RNA constructs to prevent infections and to treat diseases on the basis of a balanced immune response activation and with a focus on low doses. The value of our technology platform is anchored in our deep clinical pipeline, in which we focus on three therapeutic areas: prophylactic vaccines, immuno-oncology, and protein therapies. Manufacturing represents an important part of our strategy that allows us to match our flexible and versatile technology platform with equally flexible and versatile manufacturing setups. Today, we have got three GMP manufacturing suites online at our German headquarters, which provide clinical trial as well as first potential commercial material. In addition, we are building an industrial scale fourth GMP suite, which we expect to go online in the second half of 2022. We are further extending our in-house manufacturing capacities with an integrated manufacturing network consisting of highly experienced partners across several European countries. We also aim to make manufacturing processes more flexible and flexibly applicable, and are developing a mobile and autonomous manufacturing unit, the RNA printer. We have entered into several strategic collaborations with strong and established pharma partners that further support the development of our pipeline and strengthen the business evolution with their expertise. On the next slide, let me remind you of our broad and diverse preclinical and clinical pipeline. In 2020, messenger RNA has emerged as a key technology in the fight against COVID-19 pandemic. However, we believe that the technology is only in its infancy and great potential in a broad range of medical indications are out. The prophylactic vaccine pipeline is led by our COVID-19 vaccine lead candidate, CVnCoV. Next to phase one study, we are currently investigating CVnCoV in a two-dose regime, in a pivotal phase 2b3 study and a phase 2a study, which additionally assesses the effects of a third vaccination. A large part of our prophylactic vaccine portfolio is being developed in collaboration with GSK. The initial GSK partnership we entered into in July 2020 focuses on mRNA-based vaccines and monoclonal antibodies for infectious diseases, and it was expanded in February this year to also include COVID-19. For COVID-19, CureVac and GSK are jointly developing second-generation vaccines based on new mRNA backbones, of which the first candidate is currently in preclinical development. In oncology, our lead candidate, CV8102, an immunomodulator for which we initiated an expansion of our phase 1 trial in patients with advanced melanoma in February 2021. In protein therapy, in addition to collaborating with CRISPR Therapeutics and Genmab, we also have collaborations with Yale and Harvard universities that are focused on lung diseases and ocular diseases. CureVac has gone through a fundamental corporate transformation that has taken the company to a new level in 2020 and that is continuing in 2021. Since initiation of our COVID-19 vaccine program at the beginning of 2020, our business has evolved in parallel to the clinical development of the lead vaccine candidate CVnCoV. We are growing the talent base in every area of the company and are rapidly building up commercial infrastructure and expertise. Contingent on regulatory approval of CVnCoV, this will be supported by a commercial commitment from the European Commission for 225 million doses of CVnCoV with the option of an additional 180 million doses. We are executing our financial strategy and in 2020 and early 2021 were able to secure significant funds. We believe that this progress has put us in a good position to pursue our goal to further grow the business and advance our corporate transformation from a biotech to a biopharma company with regulatory approved products. The corporate transformation is based on the solid foundation of our 20 years of scientific expertise and differentiated technology, both which continue to be core drivers for our success as a biopharma company. The build-up of our commercial organization is progressing as we bring the company to the next level, accompanying the expansion of our clinical pipeline, and the development of potential commercial products. We have already started to prepare commercial territories inside and outside the EU, while also planning to leverage the international reach of our strategic partners. We entered into a highly synergistic COVID-19 partnerships over the past month, in which CureVac occupies a central position. Together with the world-leading vaccine expert GSK, we expect to jointly advance second-generation mRNA vaccines. For COVID-19, second-generation vaccines will address new virus variants and future formats such as multivalent or combination vaccines. The latter is particularly interesting in light of our initial collaboration with GSK in 2020 in the field of non-COVID infectious diseases. In addition, we are under final discussions with the UK government and its vaccine task force for an R&D collaboration agreement. Once finalized, the agreement is expected to grant us access to the best quality scientific input for COVID-19 variant epidemiology and genomics. We expect this will allow a fast-track selection of most relevant mutations for further vaccine development. We believe our partnerships will enable us to support the fight against the pandemic and virus variants, but also expand our pipeline beyond the pandemic with second-generation COVID-19 vaccines. Let me now briefly touch on the most recent developments of our first-generation vaccine candidates, CVnCoV, and the readout of the second interim analysis, which we communicated on June 16th this year. The COVID-19 environment has changed dramatically since the beginning of the pandemic and is now dominated by the evolution of the virus and the rapid spread of new and emerging virus variants. Over the past 6 months, and in an increasingly challenging variant-rich environment, we have been conducting a pivotal phase 2b3 efficacy trial called the HERALD study with CVnCoV. This study is so far unmatched in geographic diversity, being conducted in 10 countries across Europe and Latin America. We believe this study provides important insights into the dramatically transformed variant environment, suggesting that we were virtually fighting a different virus and a different pandemic over the last 6 months. With this environment, CVnCoV efficacy was calculated to be 47% on the basis of 134 adjudicated cases. This was calculated against any severity of the disease and across all virus strains. Efficacy data from this trial needs to be viewed against the background of comprehensive sequencing data, which had to be acquired in addition to the accrual of COVID-19 cases within the trial. Out of the 134 COVID cases accrued and adjudicated as a basis for the first and preliminary calculation of efficacy, 124 cases were sequenced to identify the respective virus strain. From 124 sequence adjudicated, only one case can be attributed to the original virus strain the world fought all throughout 2020. Following final analysis of the study, we will assess the most appropriate regulatory pathway for CVnCoV. On the next slide, I would like to update you on our advanced purchase agreement with the European Commission for the delivery of 225 million dosages of CVnCoV with an option for an additional 180 million doses, contingent on regulatory approval of CVnCoV. As highlighted before, following final analysis of the HERALD study, we will assess the most appropriate regulatory pathway for CVnCoV. In November last year, 2020, the European Commission announced that CureVac had become the fifth company to potentially contribute to this portfolio. As a result of signing the agreement, we received €450 million upfront payment, which supports the clinical development of our CVnCoV and the accelerated ramp-up of our manufacturing capacity. Let me now update you on the progress we are making on our broad and integrated European manufacturing network to accelerate the build-up of large-scale manufacturing capacities. The network is based on the optimized production process we established in 2020 in our in-house GMP3 manufacturing suite and is expanding with highly experienced CDMO partners. As we steadily expand the European network in 2021, our manufacturing capacity will increase accordingly. Subject to our ability to obtain regulatory approval for CVnCoV for 2021, we expect a general capacity for up to 300 million dosages of CVnCoV and for 2022 a capacity for up to 1 billion dosages to be produced. As part of our pandemic preparedness contribution, in the context of COVID-19, but also beyond, we are advancing our unique system for manufacturing of RNA vaccines and therapeutics, the RNA printer. The RNA printer is our mobile, flexible, and fully automated production system for GMP-grade RNA, which we are developing in collaboration with Tesla. We have successfully advanced the RNA printer to the next system generation. In the first generation, we introduced the highly innovative core for mRNA synthesis. In the current second generation, we completed the manufacturing workflow around this core to cover the entire drug substance production workflow. The combination of decentralized manufacturing of approximately 1 to 3 grams of vaccine per week, our cloud-based connectivity for rapid exchange of data and protocols positions the RNA printer as an ideal system for future pandemic preparedness and containment directly at outbreak sites. With this system, manufacturing needs within a pandemic world would depend less on large consolidated manufacturing facilities and would be supported by rapid point of need access to GMP-grade mRNA vaccines. For the last part of my presentation, please let me shift from our COVID-19 vaccine program to our immuno-oncology pipeline to update you on our lead oncology candidate, CV8102. CV8102 is a single-stranded non-coding RNA which is applied via direct injection into the tumor. It has been optimized to trigger specific cellular alarm systems inside the tumor, such as TLR7 and 8 and RIG1, which normally detect viruses entering the cells. By triggering these alarm systems, we believe the compound is able to mimic a viral infection of the tumor, which can activate the immune system to reject and fight the tumor. Most importantly, it has been shown that the immune responses involve the activation of tumor-specific T cells, which can kill tumor cells, not only at the injected tumor, but also distant non-injected tumor lesions or metastasis. CV8102 is currently being assessed in a phase 1 dose escalation study, evaluating the tolerability and activity in a defined dose range as a single agent and in combination with systemic anti-PD-1 antibodies. The treatment is tested in 4 types of solid tumors, including cutaneous melanoma and squamous cell carcinoma via intratumoral application of the compound. CV8102 had formally shown objective tumor responsive in 2 melanoma patients and 2 additional patients with stable disease, including the described shrinkage of non-injected lesions in the single-agent cohort. At SITC conference in November 2020, we reported that these findings were further extended by a new partial response observed in a patient with squamous cell carcinoma, thereby expanding activity of CV8102 from melanoma into this second indication. Based on the results, we announced an expansion of the phase 1 study to confirm the safety and tolerability and efficacy of CV8102 at a 600 microgram dose selected to be advanced in a phase 2 clinical trial. We currently expect to provide an update on CV8102 later this year at a scientific conference. With this, let me quickly summarize. 2020 was a year of fundamental corporate transformation, which has taken us to the next level in our development from a research-oriented biotech to a commercial-ready biopharma company based on our RNA technology platform. We have positioned CureVac to create sustainable value during and beyond the pandemic with strong and experienced partners. Our lead vaccine candidate, CVnCoV, is in the final stage of its clinical development. The final analysis of our HERALD study will form the basis to define the most appropriate regulatory pathway. Our European manufacturing network is ramping up with new and experienced partners, and we are also advancing the development of our mobile and fully automated RNA printer. In oncology, we let our lead candidate CV8102 is well on track to provide clinical data from the expansion of our phase 1 study later this year. On the financial side, we closed 2020 with a very favorable cash position of 1.32 billion euros that will contribute to fuel our ongoing corporate transformation and pipeline expansion. With this, I give the floor back to you, Jean, as chairman.
Thank you, Paul, for this comprehensive review of progress and challenge. But before to proceed to the next item on the agenda, I will determine the voting procedure for this meeting. As described in the convening notice and explanatory note thereto, you will not be able to vote during this meeting. All votes have already been cast and or instructed through proxies received from shareholders. Paul van der Bijl, civil law notary at Nota Doulit, will vote in accordance with the voting instruction provided to him. His vote has been tabulated already. After each vote, I will announce whether the resolution has passed and the corresponding voting result. The second item of the agenda is the discussion of the company's Dutch statutory annual report over the financial year 2020. I will now give the floor to Pierre Kemula, our Chief Financial Officer, who will discuss the statutory annual report over the financial year 2020. Thank you, Pierre.
Thank you, Jean, and good morning and good afternoon to everyone on the call. We are continuing to execute on our financial strategy, and we were able to considerably change the financial profile of the company in 2020 and in 2021, as illustrated on this slide. The development of our cash position throughout 2020 was mainly driven by the following elements. The important private investment round in July 2020, raising approximately 560 million euros, and our NASDAQ IPO in August, with net proceeds of approximately 193 million euros and the concurrent private placement of Mr. Hopp for 100 million euros. We raised additional funds from collaborations and upfront payments, of which 120 million euro upfront payment came from the GSK partnership signed in July 2020, and a 450 million euro upfront payment was made by the European Commission as part of our advance purchase agreement. The cash position was further strengthened by a grant to support the development and manufacturing of CVnCoV by the German Federal Ministry of Education and Research for up to a total of 252 million euros, of which we received in 2020 a portion of 103 million euros and 25 million euros from the European Investment Bank. We closed the full year 2020 with a favorable cash position of 1.32 billion euros at the end of December 2020. Our first follow-on financing since our NASDAQ listing closed early in February 2021. We issued 5 million common shares to raise gross proceeds of approximately 450 million US dollars. The underwriters fully exercised their option to purchase an additional 750,000 common shares, which resulted in a total gross proceeds of approximately 517.5 US dollars. Looking at our profit and loss statement on the next slide, our revenues from the 12 months of 2020 increased by 31.5 million euros to €48.9 million compared to the same period in 2019. This increase was mainly driven by the one-off event of the termination of the Eli Lilly partnership. As a result, we recognized the full deferred amount of €33.1 million in our top line. For the 12 months of 2020, we posted an operating loss of €109.8 million, increasing 10.4% compared to the same period in 2019. This was mainly driven by higher R&D costs in relation to the high CVnCoV expenses and partially offset by the recognition of €33.1 million in contract liabilities upon the termination of the Eli Lilly collaboration. Additionally, an increased operating loss year-on-year was partially offset by a decrease in cost of sale due to lower setup activities and lower commercial manufacturing for our collaboration partners. In 2020, we posted a financial loss of €20 million, equally driven by interest for convertible loan, fully repaid in August 2020, and by negative foreign exchange impact, mainly in the fourth quarter of 2020, and of course, negative interest on cash. In the 12 months of 2020, we recorded a loss before tax of €129.8 million compared to a loss of tax of €100.1 million for the same period in 2019. Turning to the next slide on the company's balance sheet. Assets grew year on year by more than 1,000% from €130.6 million to €1.51 billion at the end of 2020. The change is mainly the result of the financing activity exposed earlier and the resulting improved cash situation up close to €1.3 billion year on year. The other major drivers are a year-on-year increase in non-current assets related to the increased CapEx to equip our CMO network with machines and of course, right-of-use assets on lease agreements in relation to IFRS 16. And in an increase in prepaid expense related to down payments to our main CRO and CMOs. The growth in equity and liabilities were driven by a strong increase in equity of €754 million as a result of the last private round placement and the IPO. The other main drivers for the growth in liabilities is related to the contract liabilities in recognition of the GSK upfront payment of €120 million and the upfront payment from the EC on the advance purchase agreement for an amount of €450 million. Let me summarize the 2020 drivers on the company's cash position on the next slide. We closed 2019 with close to €31 million in cash and closed 2020 with €1.32 billion. Over the period, the company raised close to €1.6 billion in cash, composed of €129 million in partnership, mainly driven by a GSK collaboration, €120.4 million in grants, mainly driven by the grant from the German government, €1.32 billion stemming from the capital raises and the European Commission tender, and €25 million as debt from the first tranche of the financing provided by the European Investment Bank. Over the period, CureVac repaid its loan to Mr. Hopp for an amount of €75.1 million. Lastly, the company spent about €235 million to finance its R&D, build a CMO network, and produce its CVnCoV vaccine candidate. Let me now turn to the next page and go over the financial statement of CureVac NV, a holding located in the Netherlands. CureVac NV became active at the IPO in August of 2020. In 2020, CureVac NV posted an operating loss of close to €3 million. That loss is driven by legal, insurance, accounting, and tax services that are specific to the NV. CureVac NV posted a financial loss of €5.5 million, driven mainly by foreign exchange currency loss for €7.3 million. Remember that the NV is the recipient of proceeds from the company's capital raises. Lastly, the NV is the parent company. As the NV is the parent company, it consolidates the share of loss of its subsidiaries for an amount of €73 million from August to December 2020, resulting in a CureVac NV loss for 2020 of close to €81.5 million. Regarding the balance sheet of CureVac NV, non-current assets were decreased by the share of losses by subsidiaries and the settlement of share-based payments on behalf of the AG. This was partially compensated by capital contribution into CureVac AG. Current assets are driven by the intercompany loan to the AG and cash in the NV. The equity and liability side of the balance sheet is mainly driven by the capital reserves with the contribution of CureVac AG shares and the issuance of IPO share capital. This is partially offset by the accumulated deficit. With this, I wish to thank you all and hand back to the chairman.
Thank you, Pierre, for this important review. We will now proceed to the next item of the agenda. The next agenda item is the adoption of the company Dutch statutory annual account over the financial year 2020. I will put this agenda item for voting. The vote is passed with 99.9% of the issue share capital present. Thank you. We will now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the explanation of the company dividend and reservation policy set out in the explanatory note to the agenda for today's meeting. We will proceed to the next item agenda. The next item on the agenda is the appointment of Dr. Anthony Blanc as managing director. The company's supervisory board has made a binding nomination to appoint Dr. Blanc as a managing director of the company, as chief business officer and chief commercial officer for a period ending at November 30, 2023. Dr. Blanc will serve as the company chief business officer and chief commercial officer. Future information on Dr. Blanc is included in the explanatory note to the convocation notice for this meeting. Dr. Blanc is present at today's meeting. I will put this agenda item up for voting. The vote has passed with 99.9% of the issue share capital present. Thank you very much. We will now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the appointment of Dr. Klaus Edvardsson as managing director. The company supervisory board has made a binding nomination to appoint Dr. Edvardsson as managing director of the company for a period starting of August 1st, 2021 and ending at July 31, 2024. Dr. Edvardsson will serve as the company chief development officer. Future information on Dr. Edvardsson is included in the explanatory note to the convocation notice for this meeting. Dr. Edvardsson is present at today's meeting. Thank you for his presence. I will put this agenda item up for voting. The vote is passed with 99.9% of the issue share capital present. Thank you. We'll now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the reappointment of Pierre Kemula as managing director. The previous term of office of Mr. Kemula will end today. The supervisory board has made a binding nomination to reappoint Mr. Kemula as a managing director of the company for a period ending at October 31st, 2023. Mr. Kemula will continue to serve as the company chief financial officer. Pierre is present today and you have heard him giving his presentation. I will put this agenda with 99.9% of the issue share capital present. Thank you for your support. We will now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda originally was the appointment of Ikmar Heur, a supervisory director. As mentioned earlier, this agenda item has been withdrawn and will not be voted. Before proceeding to the next item on the agenda, I want to give the floor now to Dr. Friedrich von Bohlen und Halbach, one of our supervisory directors, who will discuss agenda item 9 and 10. Friedrich, up to you.
Yeah, Jean, thank you for proceeding. We are now coming to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is the grant of the Equity Award to Jean Stéphane as compensation for his services as supervisory director in 2020, which have been exceeding normal activities of a supervisory director. It is proposed to approve the grant of the Equity Award to Jean Stéphane as set out in the explanatory notes to the agenda for today's meeting. I will put this agenda item for voting. The vote has passed with 78.0% of the issued share capital present. Thank you. We will now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is a grant of the Equity Award to Dr. Ralf Clemens as compensation for his services as supervisory director in 2020, which have been exceeding normal activities of a supervisory director. It is proposed to approve the grant of the Equity Award to Dr. Clemens as set out in the explanatory notes to the agenda for today's meeting. I will put this agenda item for voting. The vote has passed with 78.1% of the issued share capital present. Thank you. I now give the floor back to the chairman.
Thank you, Friedrich. The following item on the agenda is the release of the company managing director from liability for the exercise of their duties during the financial year 2020. I will put this agenda item up for voting. The vote has passed with 99.9% of the issue share capital present. Thank you for your support. We will now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The following item on the agenda is the release of the company supervisory director from liability for the exercise of their duty during the financial year 2020. I will put this agenda item up for voting. The vote has passed with 99.9% of the issue share capital present. Thank you. We'll now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The following item on the agenda is the authorization of the company management board to acquire shares or depository received for shares in the company capital, as set out in the explanatory note to the agenda for today's meeting. I will put this agenda item for voting. The vote has not passed with 84.2% of the issue share capital present, rejecting the agenda item. Thank you. We'll now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The following item on the agenda is the compensation of the company supervisory board. At the recommendation of the company compensation committee, the company supervisory board proposed to change the compensation package of the company supervisory director effective immediately upon the conclusion of today's meeting, as which is set out in the explanatory note to the agenda for today's meeting. I will put this agenda item up for voting. The vote has passed with 78.6% of the issue share capital present. Thank you. We'll now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The following item on the agenda is the appointment of Ernst & Young Accountant as the company independent auditor for 2022 for purpose of Dutch law. I will put this agenda item up for voting. The vote has passed with 99.9% of the issue share capital present. Thank you. We will now proceed to the next item on the agenda. Questions that have been received in advance of today's meeting are considered to have been covered by today's presentation. The company will be available to address any follow-up question on that. Therefore, I will now close the meeting. Thank you all for your virtual attendance and participation at this meeting. Thank you for your vote and now the meeting is closed. Thank you for your presence.
This now concludes the meeting. Thank you for joining and have a pleasant day.